Hey everybody, it's Ben. Hey, I just want to throw a few quick thoughts out there about the new Mission Impossible movie. The full title is Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, and it is the fourth entry in the series. It's actually kind of hard to believe. The first movie came out all the way back in 1996, if you can believe, and it was directed by Brian De Palma. And then the sequel was released 4 years later, which was directed by John Woo. And then the third one came out in 2006, which was directed by J.J. Abrams. And now this one, Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, is directed by Brad Bird. And Brad Bird, you may know his name. He's actually, this is his first live-action movie. Before this, he's kind of made his career on such, you know, great movies as, you know, The Iron Giant, The Incredibles, and Ratatouille. So this is him breaking out, trying a new thing. Trying to apply his skills in animation to live action. And I'd say he succeeds pretty splendidly. This movie is a lot of fun. I'd say it's one of the funnest times I've had in movies all year. There's a lot to like here. Before I say anything, I want to throw one quick thing out there about this series in general. You know, I don't say this a lot, but I'm going to go ahead and say it here, because I really do believe this. It's just my personal opinion. Mission Impossible 3 was a movie that, it came out right around the time that Tom Cruise's career was imploding on itself. And if you remember, actually, it underperformed at the box office. It's kind of seemed to have gotten forgotten over the course of the last few years. And I think that's a shame, because I think it's one of the best action movies of the last decade. I think J.J. Abrams is brilliant at staging action, at getting action going, at the story, keeping the story going, at including stakes and getting us emotionally involved, as well as, you know, aesthetically involved. I think it's a great movie. And the reason I go over my opinion of Mission Impossible 3 is because Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol is pretty much a, I don't want to call it a direct sequel, but it has many continuity issues with Mission Impossible 3 in both the style and the plot and some of the returning characters. Both movies are actually released by Bad Robot Pictures, and J.J. Abrams is the producer on this new movie. So both movies feel like they're, you know, from the very same type of filmmaking. And I just want to say up front, I wanted to say my opinions about Mission Impossible 3, because I think Ghost Protocol is not the movie that Mission Impossible 3 was. And I want to get that out of the way first, because, you know, Mission Impossible 3 had a story, and had characters, and had a great villain, and it was really everything you could want in an action movie. It had a story to tell. There were, like I said, there were stakes. Forget being a great action movie. It was a great movie, period. And Ghost Protocol is pretty much just a collection of five or six really great set pieces strung together by a pretty lackluster plot. And in a way, that's a criticism, but in another way, I actually kind of love that about this new movie. It really does feel like the screenwriter sat down, had a bunch of ideas for these action set pieces, and basically came up with a vague plot to connect those, string those plot action scenes along together. And I think that's totally fine, because the action is great. This movie does not have a lot on its mind. Pretty much what this is watching Tom Cruise, who, you know, weirdo he may be in real life, he is a movie star, and he's almost 50 years old. He knows how to carry an action scene. This guy is just as good as he was, if not better than he was in the first Mission Impossible. And he carries this movie. This movie rides on his shoulders. And, you know, the supporting cast is great. You know, Jeremy Renner's a lot of fun. And, you know, if rumor has it, he may be continuing the franchise, taking over for Tom Cruise. Like I said, the action's good. Brad Bird has a lot of fun, bringing over his kind of Incredibles-type skill to some of the action scenes here. You've noticed I use the word action a lot, and that's pretty much all this movie has to offer. But it's a blast. It's really fun. It doesn't overstay its welcome. And honestly, of all the Hollywood movies out this season, it's probably the most fun. So definitely see it.